I'm Monica Melpass with your inside story on area politics this week. A group called Pennsylvania Clean Sweep is supporting 81 candidates so far to run for General Assembly in 2006. Organizers say the goal is to replace every incumbent state lawmaker, and there could be hundreds more candidates before the primary petition season begins February 14th. Spokesman Russ Diamond says there's a backlog of other candidates seeking support. Members of the group say many folks are dissatisfied with state lawmakers overall, but are specifically angry with the way the legislative pay raise was passed, then quickly repealed last year. Former Pennsylvania Congressman Joe Huffel attended a Democratic State Committee meeting to show he's serious about running as Governor Ed Rendell's sidekick in the coming election. Lieutenant Governor Catherine Baker Knoll is also seeking re-election, and Allegheny County Row Officer Valerie Roberts is running. Insiders aren't sure yet whether Governor Rendell will try to save Knoll or will back Huffel now that he is actively running. Four Pennsylvania House Democrats have submitted a property tax cut plan that combines the state's Senate tax-shifting referenda, a sales tax hike, and slots cash. House Minority Leader Bill DeWeese says his plan has significant support. It would supplement a local tax shift with revenues from slots targeted to property tax reduction, and it would hike the state sales tax by half a percentage point. That would take the state sales tax from 6% to 6.5%. Senate Minority Whip Michael Vian says the sales tax increase is the only plan that has a realistic chance of passing. He says it will bring in revenue of $700 million. And seven Pennsylvania legislators are battling over same-sex marriage as a new push for a constitutional amendment is proposed. House Bill number 2381 would prohibit giving unions of unmarried people, same-sex or otherwise, the same legal recognition of marriage between a man and woman. The bill's sponsor, Representative Scott Boyd of Lancaster County, says 70% of citizens statewide believe marriage is between one man and one woman. But critics say this is all a political maneuver that could ultimately hurt the state's families by barring health and pension benefits to committed partners and their children. For more political insight, watch Inside Story this Sunday at 11:30 here on 6 ABC. I'm Monica Melpass for Action News.